Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
What can I get you?
What have you got?
Anything you want.
I'll bet you do. Why don't you tell me?
Maybe you'd like to see a menu.
Nah, I don't need one. I know what I want.
We talking about the same thing?
I think so.
Then, maybe you'd like to whisper what you want in my ear. Scotch and soda. Ooh, he's toying with me.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Football game you've watched today?
It only seems that way. That's the beauty of football.
Ah, Sundays, the incessant drone of a television, the stench of beer and monosyllabic conversation.
That's it. Get into it, girl.
Oh, Diane, listen, I dropped by to give you a bit of news. I've decided to go away for a while. I just want to collect my thoughts and see if things look brighter from a new perspective.
Frasier, I think that's terrific news. A very positive step. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy for myself. Oh, say, wait a second, Diane. Crazy notion just jumped into my head. I don't know where it came from, but I was wondering if you'd like to come along. I mean, after all, we do travel well together, and we have that matching luggage.
Frasier, I don't think that would be a good idea at all.
Of course. I understand. Oh, Diane, I've been putting off telling you something, but I feel I must now. You've been using the word really far too frequently. In fact, it's become really noticeable. It's really quite maddening, really.
Frasier, I know you're disappointed that I didn't accept your invitation, but I don't think that's any reason to get on my case.
Get on my case? What a charming bit of slang.
Frasier, nitpicking at my choice of the correct modern English does not make you any more attractive to me. If that is the purpose in your visits here, perhaps you should find another tavern in which to bore the life out of the clientele.
Oh, I'm so sorry to disappoint you, Miss God's gift to men. Just so happens that I come here to share the companionship of my male friends. So, men, what's on the agenda tonight?
Football.
Oh, good Lord. I mean, raw.
Using a colloquialism to ingratiate yourself with the rabble? How very sad. How really very sad.
Did you see that bootleg by Montana? The guy's unstoppable. Hey, Woody, looks like you're going to win the bar pool tonight.
Hey, Rams still have a chance, and if they make a comeback, I take the pool.
Hey, Woody, you know, if you win this, that's going to make 3 weeks straight you've been in the money.
Yeah, I guess I'm on a streak. You know, I've always been a lucky guy. Back home, I want a haircut.
What the heck
kind of contest was that?
Well, it wasn't really a contest. It was just policy. See, if the barber nicks your ear, you get a free haircut.
I think Schopenhauer put it aptly when he said, noise is the most contemptuous of all forms of interruption.
Impertinent!
Excuse me.
What you were trying to say was, noise is the most impertinent of all forms of interruption. She said contemptuous. Can you believe that?
I thought I'd have a conniption.
Stop this quibbling at once. Is the only two entities of any discernible intellect in this place, it is our duty to set an example for the others.
You're only saying that because you know I'm smarter than you are.
Well, this is from a man who mispronounced Remoulade at a dinner party.
Diane, I'm fed up with the Remoulade incident.
Yes, me too.
You are totally over...
Hey, 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 would you two cut it out? You're drowning out a perfectly good tire commercial.
Yep, all right, here's the final. Looks like you won, Woodrow.
Thank you very much. I want you to know I couldn't have done it without all you guys because, well, this is your money.
Here you go, 75 big ones. All second place, 25.
Yeah. You did good, kid, but I still think I got a more reliable system.
Yeah, I could really use one. What's yours?
I just bet opposite whatever you pick.
So, Woody, what's this system you got up your sleeve there?
Yeah, Woody.
Well, I don't actually have one. I just kind of look at the picks and one team jumps out at me.
He's got it down to a science.
Really?
Imagine how much you would have made if you parlayed some of those bets.
Ooh.
What's that mean?
Well, that's when you bet a series of games with a bookie. I mean, you got to win them all, so the odds are pretty long.
Well, do you guys know a real bookie?
I got a friend who's got a friend who's got a friend.
And he's a bookie?
No, but his friend is.
Well, you know, if I bet with a bookie, I'd have something to tell my grandchildren.
Sam, I don't think you should encourage Woody to pursue illegal activities.
Oh, lighten up, will you, Diane?
It's a part of a guy's passage into maturity, you know, like going to a cat house or whizzing off a balcony or mooning out of the back of a car.
Or, and a really good night to all three.
Yes, the triple.
Hey, why don't we, good idea.
I got the schedule for next week's games here. Anything jumping out at you?
Oh, yeah. These are the strongest feelings I've had yet.
Well, what do you got there?
What do you got there? What's up?
All right, Indianapolis... Tampa Bay, Buffalo just hit me right in the eye.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, I'll bet it did.
What's so funny?
Those teams you picked here are a long shot, Woody. Doesn't even know what the point spreads are. Come
on. What difference does that make? I haven't looked at the point spreads all year. Hey, Sam, I'd like to bet these teams with your book.
Okay. All right. How much you want to put down? 20, 30 bucks?
$1,000.
Oh. You own $1,000?
Yes, ma'am. It's all my savings.
Woody, I'm not going to let you throw away all your money on gambling.
Yeah, you know, Woody, all that money on one shot, you got to be nuts.
Yeah, why don't you sit down and give it a little thought here?
Excuse me. I've been observing what's been going on over here, and I have something to say.
Listen up here, Woody.
Do you realize that in the course of the evening, Diane has made 17 errors in the areas of grammar... and statement of fact.
Sure. Your pedantry is insufferable. And you suck eggs.
All right, Sam, I've thought about it and I've decided I definitely want to make the bet.
No, you don't. Think some more.
Well, I'm the one who's been winning the pool. And you know what I think? You think I'm some dumb hick who can't make it on his own in the big city.
No, I don't. I just think it's a dumb bet. Case closed, Woody.
But it's my money, and I'm willing to take the risk.
Woody, I can dig up a bookie somewhere. I'll make the bet for you.
Woody, I'll make the bet for you. Might as well keep it in the family.
Sam.
No. You heard him. It's his decision. It's his money. He's a grown-up. Where's your money?
Thanks, Sam.
Come on, man. Don't tell me you keep your money in your shoe.
Well, You guys really do think I just fell off the turnip truck. This is where I keep the map of where the money's buried in my backyard.
Hey, is that him?
Yeah, I think it is.
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for here.
Good to see you all, too.
Sorry, Sammy, we thought you were Woody.
Yeah, can you believe it? The kid actually hit his parlay.
Yeah, I know, boy. That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah. So what is this? What are you guys doing?
Well, we're planning a little celebration in honor of Woody's good fortune.
Celebration? How do you mean, like food, music, drink, that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, we're not providing any of that, but we're hoping Mr. Moneybags will spring for that when he gets here.
Yeah, I don't think it's such a good idea to make a big deal out of this. You'd just be encouraging him to gamble some more.
He won $10,000. What more encouragement does he need?
Thanks a lot, guys. Hey, but guess what? I've got some great news. I won that parlay.
We know, Woody. Congratulations.
Well, yeah, thanks, Miss Chambers. So, Sam, did my money get here yet?
No, not yet. They'll be bringing it by pretty soon. As a matter of fact, I'll make a call right now. Carla, why don't you start that celebration here?
Hi, everybody. Diane, listen. I'm here to tell you that I've just spent the most painful week of my entire life. I was ice fishing in sub-zero degree temperatures in Nova Scotia. I don't think I could have stood it for another minute, but, you know, it was worth it. Because every iota of pettiness in me was left back on that frozen tundra. So I'm here just to ask you to please forgive me.
Apology accepted.
Incomplete sentence. Oh, my God. I hope they're still biting.
What's this? Please, something.
Please get in here.
Sam, is this an M or a double N?
You forget about them. Sit down, will you? I'm in big trouble. I did something that it felt so right when I did it. But now it turns out to be all wrong.
What's her name and how many months?
I never placed Woody's bet.
Oh, my God. Sam, for the first time in your life, you had the right intentions. And it still blew up in your face.
Oh. It was such a stupid bet. I was just trying to protect him. What am I going to do? I mean, I don't have $10,000.
Oh, dear. Well, we know that Woody actually did pick the winning teams.
Yeah? So?
So, why don't you go to the bookie. And tell him that you honestly intended to wager on the winning team. And see if he won't give you the money.
It's a good idea. While I'm at it, why don't I just tell him that I meant to bet on all the winning teams since 1975?
Can you do that?
Please.
Well, Sam, why don't I just sound Woody out for you? There's always the possibility that the money isn't important to him.
Yeah, maybe not. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, thank you.
Sam, by the way, thank you for coming to me for advice. I'm touched.
Well, if this works out, you will be.
Sam, that guy still didn't show up with the money. He's going to give it to me, isn't he?
Of course he will. No bookie'd welch on a bet. He'd be the lowest spitwad on earth.
Actually, murderers are lower.
You know, back home, we take Welshers, rub them with bacon fat, and throw them in the sty with Romeo, the friendly hog.
Well, gee whiz.
Woody, why don't you and I have a chat?
Oh, sure, Miss James.
There's a table right over here. Woody, I want to speak metaphysically.
And you need money for the language lessons. No problem.
Let's start again. What I'm talking about is the meaning of money. What is it worth? It can't buy love, it can't buy friends, it can't buy happiness.
Well, you're right, and I already have all those things.
So, in fact, you have everything. And it wouldn't matter if you never got that money at all.
Oh, you're serious? Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Chambers. You see, it's just that my family never had a lot of money. And still, my folks were always making sacrifices for us kids, especially my mom. I remember something she used to say to me. She'd say, Woody, hold on to your dream. I lost mine, but I want yours to come true. It always made me sad to think of what Mom gave up for us.
What was your mom's dream?
To be a drummer in a power trio. Her big hero was Ginger Baker and Cream. Whenever we'd walk by the music store in town, she'd just stare and stare at the Ludwigs in the window. I knew even though she was standing in front of Keller's music that in her head she was up on some stage banging out the solo in Toad.
Must have been tough to go back to Reading Cutlets.
Now she's gonna get those drums. And with heavy metal coming back, who knows what might happen.
Bless you, Woody.
Bless you, Miss Chambers.
How'd it go?
Not well. Oh, Sam, I feel utterly defeated. Here you came to me as a friend, asking for my advice, and I let you down.
I know.
Is there anything I can do to help you in this time of crisis?
Not dressed.
Sam, maybe you ought to call the bookie again.
Sit down. Here, will you?
Woody,
you know that old expression? When you win a bet, you never get paid for 8 days.
No, but I like it.
Well, it's an old Irish expression. Which is probably why the bookie hasn't showed up yet. But you know what? It gives you an opportunity to do some financial planning.
Financial planning?
Yeah, you know, like spreading out the payments over a period of time, just like they do with the lottery winners.
Lottery winners?
Yeah. Here's my plan. Now, I'll keep the $10,000 for you, and I'll give you, well, let's say $1 a week for 10,000 weeks, or maybe the deluxe plan, you know, $2 for 5,000 weeks. What do you say?
Well, that's a tough choice, but, I think out of those, I'll stick to the whole thing at once.
You're kidding me.
No.
Oh, man, you're missing the obvious benefit of spreading out the tax burden, am I right, North?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great plan. You'd be real happy you did it when you reach the age of 412, I think.
Let's talk, Woody. Come on.
Sit down, Woody. I've been trying to think of an easy way of saying this, but I don't think there is any. I never placed your bet with my bookie. Here's your $1,000 back.
Never placed the bet?
No, I was trying to take care of you the way Coach used to take care of me. And it worked out about as well, too, which scares the hell out of me. Oh.
Sam. I want to thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, wait a second here. What? Why aren't you going crazy?
Because it's the nicest thing that anyone ever did for me.
You kidding me? I mean, not only did I not make the bet, I lied about it. Woody, you should be going crazy.
It's for my own good, Sam.
Come on, man. Don't do this to me. You're out $10,000 because of me.
You couldn't have known how it was going to turn out. You thought I was going to lose.
Well, no, wait a second. What difference does that make? Come on, man. I cheated you out of $10,000. I mean, who do I think I am? You should want to kill me, Woody.
It happened. I really don't see the point in getting angry.
Oh, now, you're not being honest. Now, down deep, you're mad. You know you are.
Maybe I am, just a little.
No, you mean, hell yes I am, Sam!
Still the nicest thing that anyone ever did for me. You're a great man, Sam.
Oh, man, you're hopeless. Come on, get out of here. At least let me feel like a jerk in private.
Sure, Sam. Sorry.
No, don't say...
Sam?
What?
I can't stand to see you like this. Would it make you feel better if I took the dollar a week?
Man, a dollar a week is meaningless.
How about a dollar a week and a raise?
Oh, nice gesture, not good enough.
Okay. How about a dollar a week, a raise... And your Corvette.
My car? Not a chance.
Why not?
Don't be ridiculous. It's my car.
But you owe me $10,000.
I don't care. I mean, it's my car.
But you said you wanted to make it up to me.
We're talking about my car, Woody.
I see. You say you're sorry, you say you care, but when it comes down to it, it's just a lot of lip motion.
No.
Well, I think that stinks.
That's good.
You're nothing but a selfish, lying creep.
That's good. That's good. You're angry
now. Oh, you bet I am. I'm going to go pack my bags.
Hold on. Wait a second. What are you doing? What do you mean?
Well, you're my boss, and I yell at you. I can't stick around.
Woody. That was just a little yelling. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, no, but I've never yelled at anybody like that before in my life. We can't be friends anymore.
Woody, friends yell at each other. It's okay. Coach and I used to fight all the time, but we were good friends.
Really?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it made us closer sometimes.
Oh, sure.
No, I'm serious. Come here. Listen, Coach was a great peacemaker. He had this little trick. He'd, after a big fight, he'd make us... put our arms around each other and sing Home, Home on the Range. I know, that sounds pretty silly, huh?
Yeah.
Well, do it for me anyway. Come on, Woody. Come on. Yeah, there you go. Coach used to stir me out on the first few notes.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam and the deer and the antelope play.
How long we gotta sing this?
Half an hour. Coach said that if you could sing Home on the Range with a man for half an hour, you couldn't possibly hold a grudge.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
You feeling better?
I still want your car.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play.
Poach's old trick.
Oh, good.
Everything's okay.
In the sky.